The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, Julia Roberts.
She's got a beautiful smile. It's like a shark. I love that thing. Just go, can you imagine how long it takes to brush those teeth? That's a compliment.
Playing in Europe.
I invaded Europe and dominated three different countries.
Eli Manning.
He was such a good teammate. He doesn't get respect enough for that. I watch those games. I see that guy getting tossed around like a ridiculous guy.
Groin shots.
Played with American League, he got hit there. It's like a solar eclipse. I couldn't stop looking at it. I know it wasn't supposed to. Only on one, not both. Everything else just faded away. Just me and this testy.
The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On.
Kyle Turris. So, you know, we get texts all the time, and I love getting texts at 10-12-60. Please continue to send them. And I'm going to read this text, and this is my Struds On. I think Kyle Turris is going to have an amazing year. Call it wishful thinking, but I've got this gut feeling he's going to be instrumental in the Oilers' success this season. Monster year winning faceoffs and taking pressure off Drysdale. Not a whole lot of offense, but he's going to be steady Eddie centering the third line. It's positive Friday, right, Strud? LOL. So, you know, I have had some interaction with Kyle Turris. I'm a big fan of his, like the human. I'd heard before his arrival here that he was a really, really good guy. And everywhere he's gone, you know, people talk about that and, you know, the kind of impact he has on his teammates, the community. I mean, I want to say even when he left Nashville, he still had some interaction with, you know, certain families and individuals from Ottawa and with some, you know, cause he and his wife were wildly invested in, you know, working with, the Children's Hospital or, you know, people who'd been in, you know, in the hospitals and unfortunately kids. And, you know, so he came here and I believe that he could have, a better year there with the Edmonton Oilers coming out of Nashville. I thought he'd be, you know, put under less pressure. He'd be, you know, hidden or tucked in behind two stud centers and he'd have a better year than he did in Nashville. I got some pushback from some people I know down in Nashville and in some other areas, and they're like, no, Jason, that's not going to happen. I stood by it. I say, you know what? No, I think he's going to be able to get it going. And right from the get-go, he never really got it going. You know, we saw a little bit, you know, kind of on the wing, maybe a little bit of action, but it never kind of clicked. You know, he wasn't really shooting the lights out. His face-off percentage wasn't anything that you're going to write home about. You know, it was just a tough year from all around. And quite frankly, by the end of the season, he was just not being used. He played 27 games. He's staying here this summer. You hear him. People see him floating around the city at different times. And so to answer your text, but I don't know that he can have a huge comeback. This is a player that he's a veteran player. He's played a ton of games. You know, this isn't a young guy who, you know, he's questioned about how he's in shape or he's not in shape or, you know, he knows how to play. He's coming up on 800 NHL games. And this time, I have a hard time seeing him come back and having a big impact on the team. Boy, I hope I'm wrong, because the Oilers could sure use a wild card, right? They, you know, like a wild card of a Holloway or a Kyle Turris or a Zach Cassian or a Dmitry Simurkov. Like, someone just be a complete, or Stalock. Someone just be a complete wild card. Just kind of bolster the lineup on a relatively cheap deal. But I'm not sure if we're going to see this from Kyle Turris. Now, you know, does he change his training? Did he train incorrectly? It's not like he is wildly out of shape or was wildly out of shape and that, you know, a good summer of training is going to get him going in the other direction. I don't see that happening right now. So, it's great that he's staying here and working out, but I don't believe that would have been one of his issues. I wonder if he knows. I think that he's one of those players. It happens. He's transitioning out of being an offensive player to what now looks more like a defensive role. And, you know, he's kind of stuck in between, right? He doesn't really know how to do that right now. So, you know, anything that if he can turn around and become that an impactful bottom six player, that'd be huge. I just don't know that he can get that going at this point. So, you know, if someone, you know, has different insight than me, I don't know if he can do it. And Connor, I mean, it sounds a bit negative, but I it's a pretty big, tall order to turn it around at this point.
I think that if he did, you know, come back and find his way into being an everyday NHLer, it would absolutely be huge for the Edmonton Oilers to provide a little depth down the middle, potentially wherever he could be. But it's funny. On the podcast, throughout the summer, you know, we're trying to keep the content going. I'll have people on. We'll talk about kind of the mock lineup for the Edmonton Oilers. And Kyle Turris never gets brought up. Like that third line center, it's usually McLeod or Derek Ryan is the conversation. And his name just hasn't even been brought up by anyone. And it's not like it's just me and guys from our parents' basements talking on here. Like I have some good, pretty knowledgeable NHL people. You, I've had low tide. Like he's just a guy that seems to be flying under the radar. So if he can contribute in any way, and I'm talking any way, like fourth line wing, I think it's a win for this team based off what he got last year. But I don't know. I can't say I'm overly confident. I would love to see it because, like you said, great guy off the ice from by all accounts, just a great person. But the Oilers need you to be great on the ice, and that's where it matters for them. So, yeah, I don't know. It's honestly a name I've kind of forgot about, and I would love to be proven wrong, but I don't know if I see it.
I like this text. Hey, Strutty, Dustin Brown turned it around. That's a fair point. He did. You know, he found a way to get some goals back. You know, it seemed like he was kind of falling off a little bit. And this past year was really good. You know, what he hit 50 games, 30 points. That's pretty good. That's a 25-goal season at least. So it's possible. And Dustin Brown was older. So I'm not, you know, I'm just trying to prepare everyone for what most likely will happen. And I get it. I thought he was going to be have a bigger impact on the team, and I was wrong. I was wrong, and you know, it's the thing is there's zero expectation for him coming in training camp. You know, and you know, does he become a penalty killer? Is he able to get a, you know, he's fighting with Derek Ryan, who's coming in for that spot. So there's kind of three centers for that bottom three spots: McLeod, Turris, and Derek Ryan. So, you know, maybe he's being the underdog is a different situation. I'm not sure. You know, every player is motivated differently, but I will say this: what I know about veteran players, they are motivated by, you know, pride, and you know, put the money aside, all that stuff. You have pride, and you want to show people you can play because you think you can. But we'll see what happens when we hit the ice here in about a month's time or so.